aftershocks are continuing to rattle the western edge of the Brooks Range near communities like Noatak, and now seismologists are conducting a rapid response to capture those tremors. That's after two earthquakes that came 2 weeks apart at magnitudes not recorded in the region in more than 30 years. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Saturday, a 5.5 magnitude quake shook the Brooks Range after another 5.6 quake rocked the same area in April.
Our objective right now is to get instrumentation in the ground quickly.
That's Michael West, seismologist and director of the Alaska Earthquake Information Center. West has two reasons for installing the instruments.
One is aftershocks will continue, and being able to understand the aftershocks tells us something about the original earthquakes and why they happened.
The instruments are being stationed in communities closest to the quake, Kotzebue and Noatak. Seismologists installed one in Kotzebue yesterday and are installing another in Noatak today. While in Noatak, they will also hold a public meeting to address community concerns. Carol Wesley is with the Environmental Department of the Native Village of Noatak and is helping to organize the session.
For many of us, it's the first. Many of us haven't been in a real earthquake, so I guess the most important information we're hoping to get from them is what to do or not to do in the event of a big earthquake.
Wesley says there have been no reported injuries or major structural damage from the quakes, but residents are tallying over 30 aftershocks since the first quake in April. Wes from the Earthquake Center says with most seismic equipment located hundreds of miles away from these quakes, in the interior and along the southern coast, the distance can distort readings. They also can't register seismic activity below a certain threshold. Wes calls this deficit a liability for the state.
What all these little earthquakes do that happen in huge numbers, these magnitude ones, they happen, you know, tens of thousands every year in the state. Nobody feels them, but they allow us to map out fault zones. They allow us to pinpoint the areas where bigger earthquakes are more probable in the future.
Wes says the instruments being installed in Kotzebue and Noatak are temporary stations until the Earthquake Center finds more long-term solutions. Reporting in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.